Welcome to Success with Srini, a show on human design, human change, and human excellence. Srini Sarapalli is one of the foremost human change makers and peak performance experts in the world today. Widely considered as a change master, Srini uses a compelling combination of hypnosis and neuroconditioning to make powerful and life-lasting changes in people almost instantly. World's foremost speakers and trainers consider Srini as a true transformational expert. His radio and TV shows reach about 5 million people in the U.S. and beyond. You can reach Srini by visiting www.positivepositioning.com. Set your expectations high. Set your aspirations higher. And here is Srini Sarapalli.
Friends, this is Srini Sarapalli welcoming you to Desi 1170 AM Studios. Today is Wednesday, March 23rd, 2016. And I'm live in the studio today. So I'm going to have an awesome conversation. Every time I come here, I say we're going to have an awesome conversation. A lot of ideas flowing in the mind every time I step into the studio. Lot many things to cover. Lot less time. And, time goes away very, very quickly. And today I have an incredible guest joining me in the studio. So we're going to have a different kind of a conversation as we go along. Before I get going, everything, anything we talk here on this show is for informational and educational purposes only. If you need help with any aspect of your life, at a professional front, personal front, relationship front, financial front, you should consult with experts. So, that being said, the best way to reach me is via my email, info@positivepositioning.com is the email address where you can reach me. That's the best way to reach me. And the website address is positivepositioning.com. The other website is successwithsrini.com. Okay, that's the other website. Usually we talk about that site here on the show because every Wednesday, right after this show, I have a webinar going most of the times. So we didn't have it last week, but this week we do have one, and it's a big one. And I'm going to talk about that a few minutes today on the show. And so if you are right now static, you're not driving, you're static, and you are close to your computer or you have access on your phone, by all means, do register for this evening's webinar that's happening 9 p.m. tonight. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that as we go along here. And this has, by the way, this webinar is about your income. It's about your business. It's about all the possibilities and all the opportunities that you can explore. That is what this webinar is all about. I'm going to give you the entire history behind why I'm doing it and why this is such a pivotal, webinar. Very different, very unique, and totally different than what I had been doing so far. And this is more like a kind of a status check in terms of, where we are from just about since 8 weeks. 8 weeks ago, I made an announcement that, I'll be, coaching one individual every month and help them build a six-figure business. That was my promise. In fact, that's how I started the month of January, and we are into March now. March is coming to an end, and I made a huge plunge, I would say, to looking for people who are, keen on making that shift and getting into this game of building a parallel income and a parallel business and kind of, go all the way, the entire nine yards, and, kind of start seeing that six-figure income happen for them. That was the idea behind this endeavor. And I thought I'll have 12 people this year. By the end of 2016, I have 12 people who have successfully, set up a completely, a parallel business for them. That was my idea. And, I went and started talking to a lot of people through the process. And 76 people applied for me to discover if there is a business in them or if I can help them to get started in this space. And I ended up speaking to precisely 33 people in the last 8 weeks. And in this webinar this evening is about some of the findings that in the interactions I had, and majority of them I could not speak to. For one or the other reason, we could not reach. We could not, there were, the questionnaires were, the application was not fully filled out, whatever that is. And I could not. And all these folks will be joining the webinar happening this evening at 9 p.m. So we have a few seats. We have about 76 people for sure joining the webinar. So we have few seats. So if you go to the site and you see that you are able to register, by all means, do register and do join 5 or 7 minutes before we start, before the top of the hour, such that you have your seat and you are in. Once you are dialed in, do not leave the webinar, because we have a full house going into the webinar. Okay. So that being said, so all the details are there on successwithsrini.com. That's the website where you can go register for this. Now, that being said, let's jump into, and I'll give you the. Everything that happened before, me going and talking to all these 33 people, all the different findings that happened as a result of that. And now on the webinar, I'm going to give you the entire blueprint of how you can, regardless of who you are, what you do, start exploring possibilities within the space and see what else is possible with you. So if you're totally new, totally unknown to this space, and you have no idea, but you know that you have a calling in you and you have a desire to do something with your time and with your skills and with your passions and with your experiences, this is going to be an incredible blueprint that you can copy pretty much to the T. And I'm going to share with you all the tools and all the things that we use in our business, and you can simply copy from there on and start building your business if this is of interest to you. So it's happening 9 p.m. tonight. All you have to do is go to successwithsrini.com and register and get on to the webinar. So that being said, I would like to give you a big reasoning behind why you should explore this. Now, here is where we are going now. Here is where the entire economy, here is where the entire industry is heading towards. Here is what I am hearing from people whom I spoke to. All the 33 people told me things that I had no idea. First of all, there is a tremendous amount of uncertainty, we already know. There is also a need in the marketplace for people to really take their future into their hands and take control of their professions. Most importantly, take control of their income. And this is what I heard when I was talking to people. And they kept on telling me how uncertain it is that they are simply, and pretty much they were telling me what I had been telling here on the show, which is, when I'm a line item on a budget, I could be taken down with a pen at any point in time. So I need to do something about my career. I need to do something about my future. I need to do something on my own, that which I control, that which I have a proper understanding and clarity on. And that is why I want to do something. So is there anything that I can do? This is exactly more or less the conversation I had with everyone, excluding one or two who wanted to do some startups and funding and VC funding and all those things, which is a whole different discussion in itself. But just the securing the income itself was a huge, and this is exactly the line of conversation I had. And that's going to be my focus today, this evening, if you're coming to the webinar. And I'll be showing you exactly how we did it. And I'm going to show you some live case studies on how I've structured this. And not only with myself, but some of the clients that we are working with right now. So I'm going to show you exactly how they are doing it. And you're welcome to pretty much copy everything that we are doing. It's awesome, right? I mean, everything is transparent. You can copy as much as you can. You can literally rip off the whole thing if you want to. But I think it's going to be good. It's going to be fun. I think it's going to shift your understanding about what else you can do with all the passion, skills, experiences, and know-hows that you have within you. That you're not using, right? That's going to be an awesome thing to do. So all you have to do is go to successwithsrini.com and sign up and show up on the webinar. So I'm telling you very early on, before we even start the show, right? Before we even start the show. Now, before I get into, I want to introduce to you our dear friend. In fact, I was just in here and I was running a coaching session all afternoon today. We're building some stuff together. I was helping him. And I thought, hey, I'm getting into the show. He said, hey, now, okay, come on in. Why don't you spend some time with me in the studio? And then we'll go live, we'll talk, and we'll have a good conversation. And here is my dear friend and a happening entrepreneur, Mr. Vijay. Vijay, how are you doing?
Phenomenal, Srini. How are you doing?
You're using my words. Phenomenal is my word. I have a trademark on that, my friend. You can't use that word. Okay, good. Awesome. So you like the topic?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. You are one among those who are making it happen in a very, very big way.
Yep.
We won't talk about that in a second. But let me ask you this. You made a transition of being in running your, you know, being a marketer yourself, you know, and in the corporate and in having teams reporting to you. And you have gone through the entire, nine yards where you started out as a technologist, you know, transition into a marketer, and then product marketing, product management, and you went through that whole route. And then now, you are now completely on your own, being an entrepreneur and trying to make it happen in a whole, replicating the success in a whole different space altogether. That is a transition everybody wants to make, more or less.
Yes.
Right? They want to have a control on their activities and also their line of work, pretty much. Mm-hmm. What's your biggest fear? What was your biggest challenge when you did that? I'm sorry, I'm asking you this question at the very beginning. Hopefully that's okay.
Absolutely. I mean, so the biggest challenge or fear, depending on how you want to see, mm-hmm. and what I have seen personally is the transition from being an employee, mm-hmm. working within a corporation, mm-hmm. to being a true entrepreneur or maybe even a solopreneur, mm-hmm. where you're trying to figure out the various aspects of the business and running your own business. That shift, even though I call it challenging, but it's very gratifying as well at the same time.
Challenging and gratifying, absolutely. Absolutely. So more specifically, what's the biggest stuff here? What you wake up, what happens to in your mind? Like, what do you need to deal with?
Yeah, biggest fear is, I mean, I'm sure all of the audience, folks in the audience will relate to this. It's essentially when you're an employee, or for that matter, even if you have your own business, I mean, mainly if you're an employee, you got a steady paycheck coming in, income. Right, mm-hmm. versus if you're trying to build something on your own from scratch, obviously there's uncertainties. But having said that, there are ways to deal with it. There are always ways to overcome these things. But I'm sure we'll go into those details later.
Yeah, that's the challenge, right? That's the issue. So more specifically, what's the fear? That I may not know where money is coming from.
Exactly.
That's the biggest fear, right?
Yes.
Okay. Have you explored the possibility of running a business and also working? Has it happened to you simultaneously?
Absolutely, yeah. Did that as well.
Okay. So which is more empowering? Just totally on your own or running both in parallel? Like you have your daytime job that you're going to, at also the same time you're also, you know, running the business. Which one is more empowering?
I would say going full all in into running my own business, that's more empowering, mm-hmm. because that allows me to do or give 100% focus into building the business.
Okay. Awesome. So yeah. I'm going to come back and talk to you a little bit more about this.
Sure.
I want to try make a quick comment here. So here's the challenge. We all are in the mode of doing something and want to do something. And we have we have years of experience doing what we have done so far. And I consistently have seen people having when would I jump the ship? Mm-hmm. Right? When do I really transition out from wherever I am? This is a big thing. The expectations are there, right? Expectations, not only that we have expectations of ourselves for what we are doing, but we have expectations that we are carrying on ourselves that our loved ones have. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest challenge, right? I don't want to do anything that, as a result of which, I disappoint my loved ones. That's the single biggest fear, by the way.
Absolutely.
All of us, yep. right? And more or less, at some point, it becomes very obvious once you go on this path, is that you're not doing it for yourself. Mm-hmm. You're doing it for somebody else.
Yep.
And that usually is your spouse, your children, and everybody else in that chain, right? So it's a shift, and it's challenging shift. It's hard to do, right? So my suggestion, and I had been here and talking about this for such a long time and teaching people how to do it, is to start with the basics. Right, you start with the one simple idea. Right, you go to the least resistance path you take.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you take the least, least resistance, in the sense that it's easy to start, easy to do, and get it going right away. That's mm-hmm. the focus, right?
Right?
That is why we focus primarily on the internet side of the things, because it's the barrier of entry is so low,
mm-hmm.
that anybody can get in if they want to, right? And that, because it's low, everybody gets in, right? But it takes its own, of course. I mean, it'll drive you, there's no difference between running a business online versus running a business offline or any of those things. Of course, the dynamics are different, but the engagement is more or less the same. The effort is same. The commitment is same. The mm-hmm. you can leverage few things that you can. And we talk about that all the time on the webinars and through the coachings and all.
Right.
But it's more or less the same. And that's pretty much is a consistent observation across the board. People get in, say, I want to make some money, right? But the minute they get in, they start realizing, wait a minute, you know, what should I do? There are 3,500 moving pieces here, right?
Yes.
Which one should I hang on to? What's the perfect combination, right?
Right.
What are the different?
Right.
So that's the challenge. That's
exactly.
The challenge.
Yeah.
The fear part is not about the money part as much. The fear is about, hey, I'm doing this, and what if it doesn't work? And what if I run out of time?
Mm-hmm.
George Lucas, I was in a conference in I think this was Dreamforce conference back in 2002, if I remember right. George Lucas was the keynote speaker there, and he made an incredible statement. He said, if given enough amount of time and money, everybody will create a blockbuster in Hollywood.
Yep.
Okay. So everybody's a great director. Everybody's a great producer,
right,
if given enough time and money. Unfortunately, we don't have that. Mm-hmm. We need to do something. So one of the excuses that I've heard, right, when talking to people, in the last 33 people that I spoke to, is I don't think it's the right time for me to do, right? And how do you know it's the right time?
There's
absolutely
no way to
know. When you started, was it the right time for you?
No, but at the same time, you realize that it's the right time when you take the plunge, when you just jump into it.
Yeah,
right.
So that's one part,
right,
to this,
right?
And here's another point I keep driving also. I say, listen, if you're in the valley and you're doing what you're doing, you're an entrepreneur, you don't know this yet. Maybe you're just starting your new job. Maybe this is your first job you're in. You're an entrepreneur, right?
Right.
I mean, let's catch that spirit right away. Whether you do a business or not is irrelevant to the discussion, right? You catch the spirit right away so that when you go to work, you're truly entrepreneurial as you are working, right? So you're entrepreneurial as you're working, and you build that ethic, right? And you build that over a period of many years, depending upon. And at some point, you make a logical decision, hopefully, right? Where you say, wait a minute, I now know what it is, and I have all my bravery muscle fully built, right? And I don't have any fear in me, maybe, right? I want to take the plunge, get in, and see what I have to do, right? And it's an awesome opportunity in terms of where this whole thing is going right now, because thanks to social media, thanks to the outsourcing capabilities we have now,
yep,
thanks to the internet, the greatest equalizer that you could ever have. Anybody from anywhere in the world with any level of, you know, knowledge, experience, skills, whatever, they can tap into this at any point, right? You don't need to be a world-renowned expert. You don't need to be, anything for that matter, and still make a huge impact along the way, right? You only hear the big names, right? The big corporations, big names, big entrepreneurs. But there are so many solopreneurs, as you were referring to, who are making a huge difference by simply doing what they think is the thing to do and solving real time problems within the space and making it big. Now, it's based, whether it's based on opportunity, if it's based on passions or skills, whatever it is, they
right.
figure this out, right?
Yeah.
But it is happening. It's huge.
Absolutely. So if I can add one thing, Srini. So today I was listening to a podcast of a person,
mm-hmm,
like just talking about the extremes that are possible if someone wants to dive in and be a solopreneur or entrepreneur for that matter in the internet space,
mm-hmm,
right? So person who was on food stamps, he,
mm-hmm,
completely turned it around,
yeah, yeah,
and within 1 to 2 years, he's doing a revenue of 600K.
Right.
That's the possible. That's the kind of things we're talking about. Scale.
Absolutely. And every time I say this, you know, you can make a $10,000 or whatever, right? I mean, just
right.
we put some numbers there, and we can't guarantee anything. But the idea is to kind of ignite that inspiration or inspire them, right, deep
right.
within. So that's why we use all these numbers. But the bottom line truth is that when we start looking at all the possibilities within that space, it's huge. It's huge. So it's opportunity is there, right? I mean, there's some preparation involved with it, some little bit of hard work involved with it, but it's there.
Absolutely.
And I think anybody could do it if they really want to give their a chance to it, like an open chance to it. And I've seen your thing, right, from the last 2 years we had been working together. I've seen the entire progress that you have made and the way you have now come all the way. Now you're starting an information marketing business. You have a consulting business going simultaneously, multiple doors opening. This is the thing, right? It's that thing what they call the tipping point,
yep,
right? Where you do a lot of things, and things don't work, and then you have to juggle and hustle and all that, and finally you hit that point where it starts the snowball effect,
right,
more or less.
Right.
You
exactly.
start taking a shape at a
yep.
level that you don't even know all this and all the different directions it's going. So if you're just tuning in, my name is Srini Sripali, and I'm having a conversation with my dear friend Vijay. Damoji Purupu here, and he's sharing his journey on starting himself on, we'll talk about, we didn't talk about what you're specifically doing, right? That's the big part. We didn't talk yet.
We haven't talked about that.
Okay.
Not yet.
Yeah. So, and this conversation is leading into a very special webinar I'm doing this evening at 9 p.m. Usually I have the webinars on Wednesdays from 9 to 10 or 9 to 11 or whatever time it takes. A webinar within which I'm sharing with you the entire blueprint on how to get started and how to start growing and leveraging, your skills, your experiences, your passions online, and specifically data that's what's collected in the last 8 weeks, talking to about 33 people who have shared their expectations and their aspirations and their challenges. And I'm sharing a complete blueprint with them. They all will be on the call, obviously, on the webinar. But then if this is of interest to you, then you should go to successwithsrini.com and sign up to show up on the webinar. It's going to be a very special webinar, primarily geared towards someone who wants to do something, they want to start, and they have no idea where to go. That will be the focus. But it's also more about, we'll talk about some advanced stuff also, like, how do I get into and start scaling this in a bigger way and all those things. There are no promises in terms of numbers. And I due to FTC regulations and all that, we cannot talk about those things. But the promise is the promise, which is it's huge, it's big. And this is something that everybody, and I'll tell you something which we were talking about before. The worst thing that could happen in any business or to any individual is one, right? You can't trust one income.
Mm-hmm.
You can't trust one investment.
Right.
You can't trust one job. Right. You cannot trust one paycheck, whatever it is, right? The one is not a good number to be in. And in fact, in one of the conversations I had, I was sharing this with I don't know whether on air or maybe at a seminar, I said, the only way, right now we have roles, we have titles. We go to work, we have a title. Yeah, you call yourself a director, a VP, or CMO, CTO, right? All those things are good. But soon, when our children, they grow up, and our grandchildren, they will not have a title anymore. They will be known by the roles they play on a given day. And usually, their income could be from four different things that they do on a daily basis with four different degrees from colleges, right? And they might be spending 2 or 3 hours here and there a day on different projects and making their income and also growing simultaneously across all these four different things that they're doing in whatever level each one of those will take them to, which I believe is incredible. And that is where this is going. That's where this is headed. And no matter which way, whether I read Wall Street Journal or I read, whatever magazine you're talking about, or whatever data you see, that is where this is going. Of course, individual experts who specialize in one area, that will be there. That's not the point of discussion. The discussion here is that you need to get yourself inspired and motivated and put yourself in the zone of exploring what else is possible with you. That's the message. And if you open yourself up to that level of thinking, then there are multiple different options for you, right? That's the message.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. We have a caller holding, so I'm so sorry. Okay, let's take the call. Hi, Srini. Thanks for calling in. Are you there? Sorry. Hi, this is Srini. How can I help you? Okay, maybe we lost the call. Okay, so 408-912-5565 is the number in the studio. If you're just tuning in, my name is Srini Saripalli. I'm in conversation with my dear friend Vijay, who is a solopreneur in making, or an entrepreneur in making, whatever word we have to use. And an incredible transition that he has made. And one of my very, if you have been to my seminars and workshops and you've been on my webinars, primarily, you've heard me talk about Vijay and his transitions and his claim to fame through the process, being an author and getting into starting his consulting practice, starting his information marketing practice, and all those things which are now in play. We're talking, we're having conversation, and this conversation is leading into a webinar that I'm doing this evening, which might be of interest to you if this is something that you would like to explore. All you have to do is go to successwithsrini.com and sign up, and we are talking about a business blueprint that I had been sharing with people in the last few days, few weeks. And actually, I could not share with anyone. I don't know if I told you this or not, but I couldn't share this with anyone. Every time I talk, we spend the time talking about their issue that I couldn't even get time to talk. Not all the 33 people. I couldn't share what I wanted to share with them. Even though they called in, mm-hmm, for me to share what I was doing, I couldn't. And it's like, by the time they could describe their problem, by the time I could tell them the solution, it was late. It's done.
Got it.
Right? Yep. Time runs out. But anyway, so we have that happening this evening. And if this is of interest to you, all you have to do is go to successwithsrini.com and sign up for the webinar. And primarily, the webinar is about this. It is about how to create a parallel income using your skills and talents and your experience and know-hows and everything else for that matter. So that is a pretty much the promise. But the bigger promise is, right, you don't have any skill. You don't have any experience with technology, right? You don't have any prior business experience or prior business endeavors or efforts that you made. You could be totally new to all this and completely new to all this and still have a chance at it.
Absolutely.
Right? Yes. Still have a chance at it.
Absolutely.
Right? And of course it involves training. Of course it will involve, but the bigger part here is an amount of faith. Mm-hmm. That yes, I want to do it. How can I do this?
Right. The intent and the desire.
Yeah, intent, desire. And yes. And one class example is Murali. I don't know, you're hearing the, Vijay, you are pretty much aware of that.
Yeah,
the whole
I'm
thing.
Aware.
His transition of how being no idea about what to do on the internet to the point right now where he's like, man, I'm dealing with too much.
Right.
Right. I mean, the whole thing is exploding for
in
him.
A good way.
Oh, absolutely. In a good way, of course. Exploding. Yeah. The whole business is exploding now, right? So I made an attempt to call him today to the studio now that I was with you here, but he couldn't make it. But that whole thing, the message there is you don't need to know anything as long as you are willing to put the effort and the time that's needed to make it happen. And again, I'm going to share the entire blueprint on the webinar this evening, and we'll go through this. I mean, and see if it makes sense. If it makes sense, and certainly you should join the webinar if this is of interest to you. We have 76 slots taken before even I announced it, right? And if you're serious about it, then join the webinar. If not, don't waste your evening. I'm very serious about this. Don't waste your evening. You have family and have work and all those things going on. But this is of serious interest to you. This is something that you want to give some time and a thought, and most importantly, a small little space in your mind that this could be possible with me. If that is one of the things, then by all means, go check out, go to successwithsrini.com and make it, and register for it and join at least 5 to 7 minutes before we start the webinar, because there is a lot going on the webinar, and I don't know, it's going to run for a very long time. I'm telling you that for sure. So I'm going to do my best to share everything with you as much as I can. It's a very, very different, very unique. You might have been to other webinars that I have done within this space, but this is a very different webinar, and the entire training is at a whole different level altogether. So go do that now or whenever you are free, whenever you're static, go register at successwithsrini.com. That's the website. One more question for you, Vijay. We're talking about, before you entered into this online space, how much experience you had primarily in terms of knowing how this works?
Pretty much zero. Yeah.
Okay. And in terms of where you are now, doing what you're doing, how do you rate in 1 to 10 scale, 10 being the highest?
Yeah, scale of 1 to 10, I would say I'll be at more of 5 or 6.
5 or 6?
Yeah.
Still a lot to learn.
Mm-hmm. But definitely if I look back over the last 2 years, I made good progress. But again, not to downplay anything, there's still a lot more to go.
Okay, so what's the website address where people can find you, see you, what you're doing, they want to check that out and all that. What's the website address?
Yeah, the website address is in my name. It's www.vijaydamojipurappu.com.
Okay, so how do you spell this? They can't even spell Srini.
I know a lot of people ask, but again,
they can't even spell my last name either.
I'll make it easy for everyone over here. So it's Vijay, V-I-J-A-Y,
okay,
and last name D-A-M-O-J-I-P-U-R-A-P-U.
It's difficult still. Change your last name. Is that possible?
Just decide. It's easy to go find me over there.
Tiny URL.
You'll find me.
You'll find me. Okay. Just put the name.
You'll find me.
You'll find. Okay. That's a tough one, man. That's tough. You would have put, just a smaller, URLs. I did a whole webinar, right? A whole URL thing. Yeah. You should be. You didn't follow the course. That's where the 6 is coming out of 10.
Yeah.
Should have done the whole thing. Okay. Okay. So that's happening this evening, guys. So this is on a serious note. Here is how I usually sum this up. I say this. I give two different analogies, right? One, I say, that, you know, look at your paycheck. Okay, look at your paycheck, right? Last time I gave this example, somebody said, I'd never get a paycheck. Okay, everything goes into my account. I said, listen, get the metaphor here. Don't really follow what I'm saying. Okay, so the point is, look at your paycheck and ask this question, right? How much of that income that you're making is a true contribution from your end? And how much is more like, legacy? Legacy means that you did something many, many years ago, and it's happening because you have a resume and experience and all, but then that is not really adding up to the promise that you are making or that's being expected of you at work, right? So a question, and you can put, and ideally I'll say this, if I have to go take up a job somewhere, right, I want the lowest possible denominator there, right? Everything else, I would leave it to profit. So I want to earn 4 times of what I should otherwise make, okay, for me to really get excited about the job. And for me to make 4 times that otherwise somebody, a similar person like me gets paid, I need to at least earn 10 times for the company that I'm working for. Why would otherwise they pay me 4 times, you see? So every job, if you look at it, has to have that scale built in. That's when the real fun is. That's when the real, you know, that's why I'm going to be this on the webinar tonight. I'm going to talk about a concept called leveraged commissions, which is totally new. It's a whole different approach, even though it's an old approach, but you know, it's completely positioned and repackaged and presented in the current context, more or less. It's something I did like 12 years ago, 14 years ago. I'm sharing that, you know, today. But again, and the second example I give is this. I say, listen, look at the experience you have in your resume, right? And ask the question, whether you have 10, 12, 14 years of experience doing what you do, is it 1 multiplied by 14 or is it year after year incremental? What is that 14 or 15 years represent? And then there's a small little story that we talk about, and I have also spoken here multiple times, which is this lady was working for a company for a very long time, for about 15, 14 years, whatever. And she was running the front office. And eventually, when there was an office manager position that became available, she thought she would apply and she would get it because she had that leverage. She knew all the way from the CEO to everyone in the company for such a long time, right? And she thought that she had the proximity, right? What happened is the company started, you know, the hiring managers, they kept on looking for resumes, and eventually they hired somebody with only 3 years of experience. So this lady would go up to the management and says, listen, I was loyal. I did whatever, you know, I could do. I went through a lot of thick and thin throughout my life, and I was still committed to the work. And why is this that when there is an opportunity where I should otherwise be given that, why is that you have taken somebody from outside, right? The answer is, right, so this is profound. You do have 14 or 15 years of experience, which we recognize, that's true. But the challenge there is you have 14 years. It's 1 year of experience multiplied by 14, whereas this new individual whom you're hiring has 3 years of progressive experience. And that is a thing. So from this story, right, regardless whether you are exploring a business online or offline or whatever it is, that's not the point. The point is you got to somehow preserve the sanity of the work that you do. And that is why I keep pushing this point in my design, you know, in my career workshops, which is like, you got to strengthen what you have. You got to hold on to what you have, and you want to grow that, right? You want to secure that position. And everything else thereafter, you can try, you can explore and see if it makes sense to you, right? If it doesn't make sense to you, obviously you have something that you already have built for this long. So that's the key part. The key is to kind of every day spend time and look into what you do and ask questions like, am I doing this empoweringly? Am I really giving, you know, is it a true reflection of who I am, right? And obviously that is one part. And second thing is that, and you'll not be happy doing what you do unless you are truly, you know, self-actualized. You really enjoy doing what you do. And it comes back to the discussion of passions, comes back to the discussion of having a purpose, comes back to the discussion of, listen, I need to be, even after 10 years of working in a company, I need to be getting excited every morning I wake up and go to work. And that's not happening. There's a huge disconnect somewhere. And you have gone into this entitled living rather than, you know, earning living. In other words, I need to earn, so I need to work first before I start making money. So having this earning mindset to an entitlement mindset, and that's the disconnect. And most people, after a while, it's like, I can't feel anymore who I am. I don't feel what I do. I don't feel I belong to this place anymore. And what they do, they quit. Right? You know right. This, they quit, right? And they quit, where do they go? They go from one company to the other. They carry the same mindset, right? And they replicate the same process sooner or later. In fact, you know, it gets much more quicker. So they get bored here for 10 years in one job, they go to the second job, they replicate the entire mindset in just a matter of 2 years or 1 year, whatever it is. And so the baggage, you know, the carry, right? So the challenge is this, right? And the opportunity is this. The challenge is that this is an issue that needs to be dealt with, right? But the opportunity is that it's available. Right, you want to take yourself there, it is there. The opportunity is there, the technology is there, everything. I mean, imagine this, like 10 years ago, I used to work with the software called Dreamweaver and FrontPage, right? To start websites and do whatever I have to do. Today, it took 10 minutes to set up, right? You saw before even we got in, right? This whole webinar setup it hardly took like 7 or 8 minutes to set up, right? That's the bottom line. It's there, it's possible. So if this is of interest, like I don't know if this is of interest to our listeners or not, but if this is of interest, I would highly recommend that you go to successwithsrini.com, kind of get, you know, see what else is possible with you, give it a sincere thought. You know, there is a lot, right? I mean, I did a whole training about, you know, 8 weeks ago, like 8 week training. Last year we started, October, November timeframe, right? And there's a lot to learn. There's a lot to really, you know, one part is acquisition of the knowledge. The other part is really doing, right? You know, getting done, applying yourself. And there is a lot. But the key is to start. The key is to start with the right system, right? And again, I'm going to go through, share this entire thing with you on the webinar. So if this webinar is of interest to you, all you have to do is go to successwithsrini.com and sign up and show up. Now, we have about 100 seats for the webinar every time I do this. And we have 76 seats already taken. We have a few seats remaining. If this is absolute not interest to you, and this doesn't make sense what I'm sharing with you, no issues, no problems, you know, just allow somebody else to join, more or less, right? So if you're serious, you have a thought for it, this is motivating you, this is showing you the light at the end of the tunnel, hopefully, this conversation, then by all means, you should go and register and show up 5-7 minutes early so that we can your spot is, you were trying to say something, Vijay, and I stopped you there.
Oh, no, yeah, I did complete the earlier thought, but one of the questions I had for you, Srini, is for people who wonder if they have the skill set or if they have the abilities to transition into doing an online business, what would you recommend or what is their advice? What is your advice to people having those kind of thoughts or questions?
Can you repeat the question one more time? Sorry.
Yeah, the question was more around for people who have a notion or a thought that they want to do something on the side, like try something like an online business, but at the same time they fear or they have the thought that, hey, you know what? It's a lot of work, or maybe I don't know if I have the skill set or if I'm the right person.
Yeah.
What is your advice for?
Well, dealing with unknown is always an issue, right? I mean, there is no matter how much, you know, how much the promise is, unknown is an unknown, right? Unknown is only dealt with knowledge. So you have to learn. The fear is, the only way to deal with fear is to educate yourself.
Right.
No, regardless of what the fear is, right? You have to study the fear, right? So most people, what they do is they spend the time on studying the opportunity. Right? You got to also study the fear. And you know, this is why people lose money on stock market. I could be totally wrong on this. I've dealt with a lot of people at least through my you know, hypnosis and other sessions. Like, I lost everything in life. And I get emotionally caught up. Right? My first question to them was, at that time, was, did you study fear? Do you understand what fear is? No, I don't know. Well, do you know what risk is? Oh, I know what risk is. Well, if you know risk, now how come you never studied fear? No, fear is not a subject to study. Right? And because it's not a subject to study, that's why you feel it. If you've studied it, then there is no point, right? I mean, you master that one too. So yes, it will be there. The unknown is there, right? And anxiety will always be there, right? But the only way to deal with that is preparation,
right?
You've got to prepare for it, right?
Right.
You prepare for what else, what is possible. Also, you also prepare for what else, what could go wrong. See, the promise here is that not much will go wrong because your investments are low. You know, anybody with $100 could start something, right? Online, more or less. You don't, you know, some things I'm sharing on the webinar tonight is I'm showing you exactly how to do this on Facebook. So you don't need to have any money to be spent even starting a page if you want to really tell people where they have to go and find you, right? Not the Facebook, spending time on Facebook. I'm talking about the business side of Facebook, right? So the barrier of entry right, is low. So anybody can do with anything that fits them and their you know, their financial situation. So I would say not trying is the biggest gap, right? You're making an attempt and it's not working for you, it's given, it's okay. It's part of life. You know, I mean, if I secure every move that I make, then I don't make any move.
Yep.
Right? I mean, I don't know who said that. There's an incredible you know, saying. He said, you know, for one person to really explore himself in the life that he's given is to build one relationship in this entire lifetime. You need one relationship in your life such that you can completely explore yourself, right? So I take that same analogy and I apply to your professional life, right? You need to, at one point in time, make one attempt to build something, right? To truly explore who you are, right? Just apply the same principle. You have to. It's just a matter of time. You don't know this, but maybe the time is demanding that you do it. Right, I did that. You know, I did that. You know, 15 years ago, I started, and by that 5 years into the business, I had, like, you know, nearly about 900 websites running. I'm telling you, right? I came into this thing very late, right? 900 websites running. I had clueless. I had like 22 people working in my business, and I one fine morning I said, I don't like this. Right? Seriously, I need a different kind of strategy here. Right? So you don't know. You have to jump in. You have to do it, and it sets you apart. You know, in a whole different direction altogether. And there are so many stories. I mean, if you simply go and start, you know, just finger pointing people on the street, you will run into at least, okay, one or two people who have, you know, who say, yeah, I did something different than what I used to do, right? You will be forced to change your careers, whether you know it or not. It's just a matter of time. You will be, right? You'll be challenged by time to do something different with your abilities and skills. It's just a matter of time. Now it's different. Maybe now you are not seeing it. It's just a matter of time before that's going to become evident to you. And I've seen a lot of people leave at the peak because they didn't like it anymore. And they left it to do something totally different. In fact, I'm going to give you an example, right? I had an 84-year-old dentist of mine, okay? Dr. Delmar, okay? In Cupertino, right? He retired from business. He just gave away the business. He sold the business. And then what he did was, and he was leaving the last day. I happened to be there. I asked him, so, and this is so silly of me. This was years ago. I said, so you retired? He said, no, I have started. I said, what are you starting? He said, I'm going to go. I have a passion for carpentry, and I'm going to start chiseling the wood. You never know. Beautiful smile on his face, 84 years old at that time, and I think 92 or 93, whatever, still one of the most, and the wife and husband are two incredibly positive people that you could ever meet. Highly compulsive, you know, a certain level of compulsive optimism every time you talk to them, right? So years are going away, but life is still big, you see? So it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. But the question is, how do you apply yourself and how do you make it happen?
Yeah.
Aaron, we have two callers waiting. What am I doing here? Okay, I'm so sorry. Okay, let's go. Hi, Srini. Thanks for holding the line. You're there?
Yes, Srini.
Hi, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
No problem at all. So my name is Ravi, so I have a few questions for you.
Sure,
so,
sure. Go ahead, please.
So the question is like, I mean, it's all comfortable as long as you do a job, right? So like you get paid very well, like every check. I mean, so basically all people live on a paycheck, right? So what I want to ask you is that, what all uncertainties and what all things we should put more focus on, like when you switch from what you're doing currently that pays you well to a job that you're really passionate about. So I just want to see some focus points on that.
So just repeat the last line you said. If what are the uncertainties that you have to face?
What are the uncertainties that you think you have to face, and what area should we focus more on?
Yeah. So here is my answer, and I'll have Vijay also answer this because he's just transitioned from that state. My take is this: you know, the biggest challenge that people have is when they transition. Usually, they encounter failure in business. Okay, just first
right.
observation I made, and the failure is not because the business is wrong. The failure is because the mindset. It takes time to build that mindset, and the mindset there is, I still think like an employee. But I want to own a business, right? So I want the upside of a business, but I don't want to get the risk or have the risks of a business. So I want the predictability of a job, but I just want to have the upside of the business. So that dichotomy there holds on for a very long time. It takes a while for people to get over that. That's one observation, right? And and second thing is the environment, right? Most of the times, the spouse doesn't agree for what you want to do. And they're fighting that side of it. And that fight is never ending. In other words, you have to educate the entire village before you succeed, right? And the village there is your friends, and transition would involve letting go of the friend circles, letting go of certain kind of conversations, letting go of usually your communication breaks down between you and your spouse and you and your friends. Usually happens because you are now on a different path altogether, and they don't understand. Right. They've seen you that way for these many years, right? So those are the things primarily. It's not the business as much, because if business is wrong, you could actually shut it down and move on, do something else. But what happens is, as a new entrepreneur, you start taking solace in the new business, without really questioning whether the business is right for you or not, because everybody else is against you, right?
Okay.
And you start surrendering to it, and you start seeing power in it, and that's the anything, Vijay, you want to add?
Yeah, two things. So two things that come to my mind is, the questions that you need to ask constantly is, how do you address fear? I mean, once you identify that you do have fear, how do you address fear? And the second is, how do you address failures, right? And the way I deal with this, and Srini, you can add to this, is essentially fear is more of a feeling that's generated when there's a lot of unknown around you.
But as you
educate yourself, either by reading books, going online, talking to people, that's how you slowly teach yourself how to overcome those unknowns and slowly reduce the fear.
The
second aspect is failure. The way to look at failures is primarily, the right way to do it is, look at it as a feedback loop, suggesting that the things that the way you're doing right now is not working and you just need to tweak. It's almost like A-B testing. Mm-hmm. This is not working, so you just need to tweak.
Right.
So that's how I address those two.
I tell you how I deal with it. And I say, failure for me is like either I have omitted an action that I did not take, and that's the result of that.
Right.
Or the required action was not done in a proper manner from my end, right? So it's an education. So that allows me to reframe myself and jump in. And here is something that I know, right? People, you start believing that you're a failure. That's when you truly failed. Up till the time, everybody can tell you that you're a failure. It's okay, right? It's okay. But then the minute you start believing that what they're telling is true, then that's when it really starts. It really takes you down. So I hope this was helpful. Raj?
Yeah, one thing I want to add is so what's your suggestion? You need to completely understand the business that you are trying to switch, or understanding part of it is okay and go ahead and try it. What is your suggestion? What is the success failure rate?
My suggestion is this, right? It comes down to the staying power, right? How long can you stay in it? And I would allow, so most people try to accelerate success. Here, the point is, you can't accelerate success. It has its own cycle. It has its own curve. We don't know. It's about building or understanding. I would allow the business to really grow within me before it grows outside of me. Okay, I will allow it to grow within me. So whatever time it takes. So you have to, you can fast forward it by bringing in other people, other mentors, other coaches, and you can accelerate that, masterminds and all that. Or you can, go alone and figure this out and give a lot of time, and then eventually you'll figure it out. So it's just it's just about using, making those wise judgments at appropriate time. That's all I could say. We're out of time. I'm sorry. Sorry, Raj. Okay, hopefully you'll join the webinar. We'll talk more, and Vijay will be there. I'll be there. We'll get into this discussion extensively on the webinar.
Thanks very much. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. If you're hold those lines, towards the end we get the calls. Okay, so hold those lines for me for a second. I'm going to wrap up this conversation. I'm going to talk to you at 9 p.m. tonight if you're coming to the webinar. So just one more announcement on this. One more time, you can go to successwithsrini.com, sign up, show up. Even it doesn't matter to you, right? If you can get in, okay? I said up till this point, if you're serious, just come in. But I think that you should make an attempt to come in, right? If there is a seat, if you're able to get in, learn the principle, learn the blueprint, hopefully, and you'll talk to some other success stories also on the call. It's going to be awesome. So go do that. Go to successwithsrini.com, sign up for the webinar. And for all the callers who are holding the lines, please hold the lines. I'm going to talk to you in about 10 seconds here. Vijay, any one closing comment in three seconds you want to make, or 5 seconds, quickly go.
Yeah, I would say just sign up for the webinar. Just come with an open mind and educate yourself. You never know what you'll go into.
Absolutely. It's always an unknown, right? The first step is always visible. But beyond that, we don't know what it is. We have to take the staircase of faith and keep moving on. Okay, that's all. Srini Sripalli wishing all the best. Success with Srini.com is the website where you can sign up and show up. And I'll talk to you later. Bye now. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Srini Sripalli is one of the most sought-after speakers, trainers, and motivators in the world today. His radio and TV shows reach over 1 million people worldwide. Srini has positively impacted the lives of over 400,000 people through his seminars, webinars, and workshops. For more information, go online to www.successwithsrini.com. That's successwithsrini.com.